A single water sample out of hundreds taken from the river tested positive for carp DNA.
Just tells us that we need to be aware, but we don't conclude at this point that there's a live fish there.
Tammy Newcomb is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. She says it's a cause for concern, but it's not surefire evidence that Asian carp have made their way into the Great Lakes Basin. The DNA could have been carried in by a boat or by a fish-eating bird.
To know would be a fish in hand.
Newcomb says the next step is to keep testing to see if there's more DNA. Right now, the species seems to be contained in the Mississippi River system, but it's considered a major threat if it escapes into the Great Lakes. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.